Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious, profound subject today. We're in the very midst of, and just coming out of, the coronavirus pandemic. As a result of that, and let me just recap for a moment, as a result of being lied to, deceived by WHO and by Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and their puppets that were used, which is Fauci and Birx, but as a result of that, they said 2.2 million people to die. As a result of that, our president was spoofed into believing it and locked down America. And we're just now coming out of that lockdown. And it's state after state after state, municipality after municipality, coming up with their own little web of hoops that you have to jump through to be able to open your own business, et cetera. But the major thing, the catalyst, the whole thing that is the catalyst for what we're talking about is the pushing for some type of inoculation, some type vaccination, something that would be able to force businesses and professionals and restaurants to be able to utilize that to say that they will allow you to go into business. Just recently, my wife and I had visited the ophthalmologist that we've seen for 40 years and got in, and all of a sudden we noticed everybody looked like zombies with masks on. And we were told summarily at the desk, you can't see the physician unless you have a mask. I said, I don't wear one, haven't bought one, don't have one, don't intend to. Well, you can't see the doctor. We found that that is the case that is permeating society today, where even your medical professionals are rejecting patients if you don't meet the standard of what they think is needed based on what the government is saying. The government is saying now in local, state, and federal that there's coming a vaccination that's going to be required before we can get back to normal. I'm looking at an article here from Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel, and it says the top COVID vaccine trials are using aborted baby cells, and they have received massive funding from Bill Gates, the man who insists on mass vaccinations, even as he declares he wants to reduce the human population by 15%. Early this week, I told you about the hazards and the warnings concerning the Gates Foundation-backed Moderna, that's M-O-D-E-R-N-A, dangerously rushing to produce the COVID-19 vaccination. But there is far more behind the vaccine race, and it all circles back to the computer entrepreneur turned big pharma lobbyist, Bill Gates. Bill Gates has made no bones about his deep affiliation and affection for the abortion mills of Planned Parenthood. Not only did Bill Gates' father, William Gates Sr., run Planned Parenthood during Gates' youth, but Bill has appointed his father to several pro-abortion organizations. Apparently, the Gates family believes the murder of innocent children is a health care. Perhaps it is no surprise that all of the top five pharmaceutical companies working on COVID-19 are using aborted baby cells lines in their research, and all of them are linked to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Goes on to talk about Moderna Pharmaceutical has received $20 million from the Gates Foundation. Oxford University's pharmaceutical division received $750 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Avona Pharmaceuticals received some $10 million. Johnson & Johnson, they've received several hundred million. CDC received several tens of millions, this article says. All of these groups are using aborted baby cells, et cetera, et cetera. Vaccination is an individual decision that every American should be allowed to make in accordance with his or her own conscience. No American should ever be compelled to accept an untested and potentially dangerous vaccine built on the harvested tissues of murdered babies. That's the newsletter from Matthew Staver with Liberty Counsel. Here's another article that says Bill Gates wants to microchip people. Anthony Fauci wants people to carry a vaccination certificate. Gates mentioned foreseeing the use of a digital certificate to show who has been tested for COVID-19 or who has recovered from the disease. Further in the article, it says, Dr. Fauci said the idea of Americans carrying a certificate of immunity is the future and is possible. According to Dr. Fauci, these certificates would identify those who have tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies rather than the potential vaccine. While the U.S. government certainly appears to be considering certificates of immunity as far back as May 4th of 2020, this article reads. Here's another article that says, are Bill Gates and the ID 2020 coalition using COVID-19 to build a global surveillance state? That's a question mark. Further in the article says, stressing the need for a scalable method to quickly identify people who have either recovered from COVID-19 or received the vaccination against it as a means to restart the global economy. Gates indicated that he believes some sort of immunity certificate would be instrumental in opening the global economy. Eventually, what we will have to have, he said, is certificates of who's recovered as a person and who's a vaccinated person, because you don't want people moving around the world where you've seen, and as you've seen in other countries, where we cannot control COVID-19. He goes further to say, developed dissolvable, this is what Bill Gates has done. He's developed a dissolvable micro needle that delivers patterns of near infrared light emitting micro particles into the skin that, when exposed to certain frequencies of light, identifies the immunization status of the individual. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes on to say, these dots are essentially molecule-sized particles engineered to be unique structures that react to near-infrared light in a way that could theoretically be identified by a device such as a smartphone. So, ladies and gentlemen, to fast-track what I'm trying to get us to understand is that because of COVID-19, because of this pandemic crisis that we faced across the nation, it has opened the absolute doorway for the vaccination, which will carry a chip. And according to what I have read in tons of articles about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and their pharmaceutical research laboratories, they've developed a chip that will be introduced in the skin, can be put on the head or on the head. It can be put introduced in such a way that it will simply cause the microchip, as I'm calling it, to be under the skin, but not as a chip per se. Simply that from the micro dots of the ink, as I would call it, or the dye that would go under the skin. These dots, as this article says, are essentially molecule-sized particles engineered to have unique structures that react to near-infrared light in a way that could theoretically be identified by a device such as a smartphone. Ladies and gentlemen, the stage is set. The actors are in place. The eschatological truth is in the Word of God. The future is after the rapture of the church. The reality is that at a point in time, there will be a requirement on a global basis for everyone to be vaccinated with this some type of vaccination that will not be readily seen. It won't be a dot on your head. It won't be a barcode on your hand. It will not be something that can be seen. Up until just a couple of years ago, we thought it would be that little chip about the size of a grain of rice that has been used heavily in Sweden and in other countries. And it's been recommended in several states in America to be introduced in your pet's neck or your pet's ear, or in some states they've even tried to introduce it as legislation that require a newborn baby to be vaccinated with that chip, on the premise that if you lose your dog or if your baby is some way abducted, that we can find your child, we can find your dog. And with the dogs, with the animals, it's being used because within that chip, it has all of the vaccination data, their health record. And ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're on the fast track for in America today and around the globe. And it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that's going to introduce it, that's on the fast track for it. In fact, here's an article that says, vaccine development and surveillance. Advance public goods for global health through technological innovation. We do this by accelerating the development and the commercialization of the novel vaccine and sustainable manufacture of existing vaccines for the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, the healthcare officials, those in pharmaceutical business, those that are the talking heads with the white jackets, as I call it, they're not trying to hide it at all, that they want every human being inoculated, vaccinated, in some fashion, that we will be able to identify that human being by infrared light, by uplink satellite, by artificial intelligence via the cell phones, that will be able to identify who you are and where you are. Listen very carefully. If you have an electronic device, an iPad, a cell telephone, you have the tracking chip in that already. What we do not have yet into the populace is that tracking device in the flesh, in the human being, in the body. And that's where it's on the fast track being pushed today to do so. In fact, here's an article that says, compulsory selfies and contact tracing. Authorities everywhere are using smartphones to track the coronavirus, and it's part of massive increase in global surveillance. And it goes on to talk about, as coronavirus sweeps across the globe, governments are stepping up surveillance on every human being. A new index from digital rights group called Top 10 VPN documents which countries are introducing new measures to track every human being via cell phones. This article also says some countries are collecting anonymized dating to study the movement of people, where they go, what they do, and they are providing this with full details of information about the individuals, their movement, and who they are. Governments across the world are availing every surveillance tool at their disposal to help stem the spread of the virus. Countries have been quick to use one tool almost all of us carry with us. That's the smartphones. Governments also receiving support from private tech companies. Google and Apple introduced April of this year. They're working together to develop an API which could be used in countries and health authorities in order to build total tracking of every human being. Ladies and gentlemen, you might say, well, when that comes to pass, when the vaccine is out, I'm simply going to say no. I'm simply not going to receive it. Is that possible? Is it possible to say no? Listen, the government says that for abortion, it is okay because, after all, you should be in control of your own body. Hear me. Listen carefully. The government says that a woman has the right to murder a baby in her womb because, quote, she has control, should have control over her own body. But conversely, the government officials are now saying, when it comes to a vaccine, you do not control your body. The government does. You do not own your body. The government does. You cannot say no to a vaccine. The government says what you should do. In fact, Alan Dershowitz, a renowned constitutional professor, lawyer/professor, retired from Harvard University. Dershowitz says mandatory virus vaccinations could happen. The police power of the state is very considerable, he says. This article reads, constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz suggests, as he was interviewed on Tucker Carlson, a vaccine for the virus could be compulsory. Does the government have the right to forcibly vaccinate the population against the coronavirus if and when a vaccine becomes available? According to Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz, the answer is unequivocally yes, he says. Speaking to Tucker Carlson on the Tucker Carlson Tonight Show, Dershowitz discussed the constitutionality of forcibly vaccinating the public against the virus. Carlson asked Dershowitz if the government has the right to endanger you by forcing you to take the vaccination. Dershowitz said, it's not a debatable issue constitutionally. Look, they have the right to draft you and to put you in danger, your life in danger, to help the country. The police power of the state is very considerable, end quote. Dershowitz agreed with the moral argument that unless the vaccine is proven very safe, vaccinating the public, which is on the chance it may help other people, would appear to be not to be right. Quote, if the vaccine is extremely safe, now my question is, who's going to make that determination? Who will ascertain that? Bill Gates says that with a coronavirus vaccine, it could kill up to 1 million people. You hear me? Said it could kill up to 100 million. But that would be okay for the long run of what could be done to help society globally. And here is Alan Dershowitz. If the vaccine is extremely safe, then the state does have the right to tell you to take it. Vaccines work on a theory of mass inoculation. You're not taking it to help yourself. If there were a vaccine developed for cancer or heart condition, Dershowitz added, obviously, you would have the right to say no. We have the right to die if we want to. The prominent civil libertarian added, if people refuse to take the vaccine, if it becomes available, they may be forced into quarantine or no one will be allowed to circulate in society without being vaccinated. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That's what I'm talking about. We're coming to the point where we find the fulfillment, the intersecting of what you find in Revelation 13, the stage being set, the players being put in place, the full identification of how it will be done is now being revealed to us in this 21st century of what we see today. Whereas for centuries, the Word of God, in this particular text in particular, Bible scholars and theologians and pastors and preachers and Bible students were searching, how is this possible that an Antichrist, the man of sin, the lawless one, the wicked one, how could he step on the scene and control every human being? How could he see what you're doing? How could he know what you're doing? Ladies and gentlemen, the technology is already in place. If you have a cell phone today, you're traced. If you're on any device, what you're saying is absolutely being stored someplace that can go back and can be retrieved. And to do so, on many occasions, law enforcement uses it to trace down felons and to follow through on resolving cases that are so important. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article where Dershowitz was interviewed. State can absolutely, this is the headline, the state can absolutely mandate vaccines, said Alan Dershowitz. Lawyer Alan Dershowitz has said the Constitution gives government, the state government, the power to forcibly vaccinate people in order to prevent the spread of contagious diseases. If you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to the doctor's office, plunge a needle in your arm, Dershowitz said. He added that no one has the constitutional right to endanger the public, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not frightening to you, I don't know what should be, except for the fact that we know that God's ultimately in control. We know that nothing can take place unless God allows it. And we understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we are on the very cusp, we're on the very verge, we're at the very portal, we're at the very threshold where the church can be raptured out at any moment. And then all that we see in the Revelation text unfurl on society. And the major, major, major thing that allows all that is so devastating, dark, and deadly in the days of the tribulation is at the hands of the Antichrist that will have the authority and the power to control you. But listen very carefully. Here's a little twist in the events. Here's a little turn in the road. Here's a little irony in the image that we're talking about and seeing. The question is, can a person be forced by the state to take the vaccination? Some say yes and some say no. I'll read you a very fascinating article, a portion of it in a moment, where this article says government has no right to force vaccinations. However, Alan Dershowitz says that they do. But the question is, will it be a forced thing in the days of the tribulation? Listen carefully to my analogy and my emphasis on this. Today, we're finding business, professional offices, restaurants, etc., where they are requiring you to submit to the mask or to submit to your temperature being taken before you enter that business. Picture a day when you have to have a vaccination certification. It's kind of a health clear identification card that you have to present that identification to do business any place, to buy, to sell, to open your business, or to rent a home, or to buy a car, or to go for higher education, whatever the case may be. You have to present that identification, papers please, with the brown shirts of the mid-40s from Hitler's regime. It is the mindset that says, we're going to control you. So the idea is, will it be something that a person is forced to do, or will it be something they will eventually succumb to in order to survive and to have movement and being in society? What if you're told today ladies and gentlemen, that you can't go down to Publix and buy groceries. And that's the only grocery store in your community. But you can't buy groceries unless you show a vaccination certificate. Would you go hungry or would you submit to the identification card? And that identification card could be your body implanted in your hand or your head. Would you do that in order to buy or sell? That's what I'm talking about, and that's where it's going. Because I truly believe that what we will find is the submission to that simply to survive. And according to Revelation chapter 14, those in the days of the tribulation that submit to the mark of the beast, the hand or the head, the vaccination that will be the seal, will be the ones that will burn in hell as a result of submitting to it. It's an impossibility in the days of the tribulation for one that's been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, to receive the mark from the Antichrist. Here's an article that says, it is by, again, Matt Staver. It is one that I think is fascinating and ought to be viewed very carefully as to what is taking place. He says here, the first COVID-19 vaccine is being rushed to the market. It's a breakthrough, and it should alarm all people. A potentially dangerous vaccine is being rushed to the market 900% faster than normal, a shortcut process which make many scientists say may well harm more human beings than it helps. Bill Gates doesn't seem to care. He's intent on pushing his vaccine through no matter the human cost. Well, President Trump does not appear to be in favor of mandatory shots. State and local leaders can override any recommendation the president makes, just as they overrode President's recommendation to reopen the country and the economy and the churches. We must tell our elected officials now before mandatory vaccinations plans go any further. You will not be forced to take the vaccination. In the past 8 weeks, Bill Gates, backed by Moderna Pharmaceuticals, has become the prominent COVID vaccine researcher and the research center in all of the world, garnering both the funding and the support of all world players to do so. Having already received a $250 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, sources say that as a result, Gates' influence, Moderna, also received just under $500 million from the federal government's Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority to develop and manufacture a COVID vaccine, an additional $1.6 billion in stock sales on the same single day in May. The fastest vaccine we previously developed was for mumps, and that took 4 years to develop. Typically, it takes 10 to 15 years to develop a vaccine, but they're pushing that now and saying that this could be done by as early as January of next year. And it goes on to talk about in this article, ladies and gentlemen, where Bill Gates said somewhere between 750,000 and a million deaths could occur from the vaccine. But he says that's an acceptable price to pay for vaccinating the entire world. Vaccination is an individual decision, Matt Staver says. But he goes on to talk about what is taking place and how it will happen. And he says it will not necessarily be as he puts it, mandatory vaccination will likely not mean that a jackbooted government agent will hold you down and force a needle in your arm, but rather, if the world news reports are accurate, your life will be made so miserable, so uncomfortable without taking the vaccination that you will find that you don't really have much of a choice. The playbook for how this will roll out is already on full display in several countries around the world, in China, in India, in Israel. COVID-19 tracking and tracing apps have rapidly morphed from tracking possible disease contact to controlling every movement of all the people. The apps in all three countries are operating under the stop, slow, and go protocol. Go means you've been tested, cleared, and you can go near anyone. Slow means that you may have been exposed to the coronavirus, so you're allowed only limited movement. Stop means the citizens cannot leave their home or go into any business because they may or may not have contracted the coronavirus. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is taking place today that will lead into what you see in the Revelation text, with the Antichrist being in total control. And according to my Bible, you will not be able to buy, to sell, or to trade, or to eat, or to have movement, or to go any place. And as I jokingly but yet very clearly say, You won't even be allowed to open your own business. That's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the reason it's so important for us to understand the Word of God. We need to understand what God's Word says and what God's Word means when we talk about it. There are those in our states today, states across America, governmental agencies, mayors, health departments, that are saying, yes, without some type of proof that you are absent of the coronavirus, you'll not be able to buy, sell, or open your business. Here's an article that says the government has no right to force vaccinations. Famed Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz said in an interview earlier this week that the federal government has a constitutional right to forcibly vaccinate a citizen in order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. This writer says, we beg to differ. An article written by Art Moore, published in WorldNet Daily Monday, Dershowitz was quoted as saying, let me put it very clearly. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread the disease, even if you disagree. You have no right to not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open your business, he said, unless you have the vaccine. Then, as this writer says, regarding forced vaccination, Dershowitz cites the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, which states that the federal government has only those powers delegated to it in the Constitution, and all other rights are reserved to the state and to the people. He claims the government has the constitutional right under this amendment to forcibly vaccinate people to stop the spread of the contagion. The argument against forced vaccination is based on the 4th Amendment, however, this writer says, states that it states very clearly that no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of the life, liberty, property without due process. We don't believe the federal government or the state government should have the right to put anyone or anything in your body that you don't want there for any reason. So why the big push of the vaccinations all of a sudden? And this writer says even those in the medical profession are hanging on to every word uttered by Bill Gates, who is the noted champion of vaccinations. How did he develop the software that is going to be utilized for this? Why is he so interested? It's because of the dollars that he will make. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize the hand of God and what God is doing. We need to be prepared. If you're lost today, you need to be saved. You need to say yes to Jesus Christ while there's opportunity. The rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. Following that will be the doom and the devastation, the destruction, and the absolute darkness that the world will see under the hands of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is that man of sin, that one that will be able to control every place everyone goes, what they do, what they say, whether they can buy or sell or trade. It is very serious for us to recognize that, ladies and gentlemen, and be prepared. I urge you today to say yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You are invited to worship with them. 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.